Welcome to the Birds and the Bees and the Bills, where we will be talking about how and why millennials face so much scrutiny on all aspects of their lives. My name is Arlina Rola, and today I have here with me Caroline Carranza, who is a 23-year-old seasoned student.
Hi.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Today we're going to be talking about all the statistics we've heard from millennials, such as like, oh, they still live with their parents, they're not getting married, they're not buying houses, they're taking too long to start a family, which is all delayed longer than any previous generations. So according to older generations, it's our own fault for getting either the wrong degree, spending money, more money than we can make, and prioritizing the wrong things. What do you think about that?
I think that they have been used to like working and just having more of a work ethic than we do. But I would say because we are more focused on school and like trying to follow our real dreams rather than, you know, thinking about work and family and house. And of course that's always in the back of my mind as well, but I rather choose my dreams first and work as hard as I can to get there.
And as a millennial yourself, have you talked to your family about it? Like, what are their views on your decisions that you've made so far regarding school before anything else?
Well, my mom tells me that I should choose a different career because she feels like it doesn't... First off, she feels like it doesn't tie into our Christian beliefs, and then that she just feels it's not for me, but I feel like it's for me. So I feel like it's such a different generation now because we have to be more open-minded about others and what they go through, regardless of what we think and feel. But she doesn't understand. We literally just had this argument last night, and she just keeps on pressuring me to like not do what I want to do and like figure out how I can tie in my beliefs into what I'm going to do for a living. But I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And she just feels like we have to follow that Christian belief that we have to see things that way and that only way.
Mm-hmm. I like that you brought up religion because that's another thing that there's like a stereotype like, oh, millennials aren't as religious anymore. Like they have no beliefs. And I feel personally that we do have our own beliefs, but it's just shifting a little bit different than previous generations. Do you believe that?
It's definitely shifting different. We just had a discussion in class that about religion and how it's oppressed. And just like it's different. Well, for me personally, because I do have my belief, but we do have to respect others and their beliefs as well. And it's just like people are practicing it differently now, I would say, as in regards to religion and how I feel like
The millennials are
a lot open-minded in regards to religion, and some of them don't even practice it.
Yeah,
so it's like a big issue. Like for me, like I do practice it, but I'm not as religious as how my mom is, but I just don't feel like she understands how it's so different now, and that's why she feels like I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing because it just, she says it's not correct, and that she just wants to just tie that religion into everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say that I'm against it or anything, but I just feel like everyone should have their own way of understanding their belief, like, and the way they practice it. Because we don't always have to always be against. I don't know if you...
No, I get what you're saying.
Like... Let's just say, I don't know if I could bring this up, about, like, you know how people like the other, like the same gender, right?
Yeah, you could definitely.
Okay. So people like the same gender, and like that's a whole big issue for my mom, and she's just like, she doesn't understand that with the social work that I have to be okay with that, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's just how life is now. Like, everyone's so accepting about, you know, like gay rights, I guess you could say. And so that's just like a whole big issue as well. Whole other issue.
Well, yeah, because like nowadays, like gay rights and everything, it's such a big thing, and people are being more open and more accepting to it. Like, there's, you can get married with the same sex now. You can do so many more things, and that's something that older generations, maybe having to do with religion or like anything else. They're like, oh, like I've never seen it in my time, so why is it happening now?
Right.
But millennials are more, I want to say, open-minded, right. Like more accepting, and it's different now, like you said, but I feel like older generations are more against it than younger generations. Not saying that everybody has the same beliefs.
Right.
But, of course, like, it's different now.
Yeah, it's different. I think it kind of ties back to your first question about, like, saying how, like, the family, like, they value family so much back in the days. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, it's just, like, they have this perception that it always has to be a man and a woman and having your kids and having your home and the white picket fence and the little dog on the side, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just like now everything is just so different, and I think that it's just hard for them to accept the fact that everything is different and life changes. But you know, everyone can have their belief but still respect others. That's what I'm trying to get her to understand. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't understand that. She thinks that I'm in favor of, you know, all that, and I'm not saying that I'm not. But, like, it's just, I'm very, I try to be neutral because at the end of the day, when I become a social worker, it's not going to be about me. It's about my client and what mm-hmm. they go through, you know? So that's what I try to get her to understand as well.
Yeah, that ties into something else that I wanted to bring up. It's one big stereotype that when I Googled it, it was like, oh, millennials are starting their families later. And they're kind of being criticized for it. Like, you know, at your age, I was married. At your age, I had kids. That's what parents usually tell their millennials. But then when you see teen pregnancies, the statistics are, like, skyrocketing. Like, more younger women are having kids. And it's more of, like, the generation's like, oh, well, she's a teenage mom. But then again, you're criticizing that they're not starting their family soon. And then you have, I want to say, like, teenagers that are actually starting their family already. So it's kind of like, why do you think there's such a difference, like, in the opinion when it comes to that?
Well, first off, I think that when you're a teenager, I think you get criticized because, you know, you're a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little sister who had a baby at 16.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was hard because, you know, you just want someone to at least experience life, experience college. But when you have a child, it's hard,
mm-hmm.
especially being for 16. Sure. Yeah. So, and I think that people waiting nowadays is because I think, well, women waiting nowadays because mm-hmm. ultimately it's their choice.
Yeah.
It's just because, I would say because of feminism,
mm-hmm.
and like they're becoming more like equal rights and like, you know, wanting to excel and like, you know, like break that glass ceiling that we have against men and like just try to like, you know, work harder and have their own, not depend on a man and have to stay home
mm-hmm.
and, you know, take care of the kids. So I think that's why women are waiting more. And then, you know, and again with the teenagers, just because they are they're having kids young and
yeah.
there's not much. But so it does, it's like a kind of like a double standard, I would say. But it's like damned if you do and damned if you don't,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's a good question to think about. Because
do you have any brothers by any chance?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like your parents are harder on you as a woman? Or how old is your brother, if you don't mind me asking?
My brother is 30.
Okay, so he's like a little bit above the millennial. He's not really like classified as a millennial.
Yeah.
Do you see that your mom is, I don't know how to word it, like maybe was she harder on you or harder on your brother? When it comes to, like, all these stereotypes, like, oh, like, at your age I had this, at your age I had that.
Well, it's because my brother, when he was 16, he got shot.
Oh, in the head. Sorry.
No, yeah, okay. Yeah. But he didn't die. He's still alive. But uh-huh. He is, like, disabled.
Okay.
So I think at the end of the day, like, she doesn't expect much from him. So I never got to, like, see that side.
Okay.
But with my other two sisters, they already have babies, and I don't. Okay. But she expects so much from me. And she expects from them too, but she doesn't push them as hard as she pushes me. Like, no, you can't have, she always tells me, you can't have kids. You have to finish school first. You have to go get your master's after you graduate. You have to buy a house. And then you have kids. But like with them, she doesn't tell them all that. Like, she's like, okay, like you could do what you want. Go to school, get a job. But she doesn't push them as hard as she pushes me. So I guess you can kind of say like, with that, like, they already have kids, so she doesn't push them as hard.
Okay. So, with that being said, with her pushing you, do you feel, like, stressed or anything, or how do you manage everything she tells you?
I do feel stressed because she always pushes me to, like, do, not that she stresses me because she wants me to do better, but I just feel like I have to reach her expectations. So it does stress me out because I'm trying to finish school. I'm trying to be a daughter, a sister, a girlfriend, an aunt. So it's just like, it's so hard to balance all of that and then still try to think about my future with her like on my back too for buying a house. I mean, she definitely does help me. Like, we're saving money together, so that I'm thankful that she is helping me save money to buy a house. She doesn't... Like she says, I'm helping you and you don't even have to take me with you.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm very grateful for that. And at the end of the day, I'm sure my mom will come along with me.
Yeah. But
I know. So I can't live without her, but she gets to my nerves. Like, just not understanding, like, the new generation and the new way of how we think and how we feel. And the way we express ourselves too is so different from how they express themselves. Like, they don't believe in like therapy and like all that, you know. But I think when I have children, like, of course, if something's wrong with them, if I see something is like they're not acting the same, that's gonna be something I would definitely like look into for my children.
I like that you brought up that they don't believe in therapy, because the number one therapy topic that is brought up when a millennial goes to a therapist is that they have the fear of making the wrong decision, or the fact that they have a hard time making a decision at all. So do you think it's in relation to all the expectations, or is it more personal, you think?
So the millennial has a hard time, you said hard time reaching?
Making decisions, yeah.
Okay.
Or, like, the fear of making the wrong decision.
And if it's because of the expectations of their, of the previous generation, is that what you mean? Okay. So, yeah, I think that's definitely, well, me personally, for sure, that I do have a fear of of making the wrong decision, because, of course, we always want what's best for us. But, and then a lot of people's opinions end up being what makes us not do what we want for ourselves at the end of the day. Like, I've noticed that. But I think it does tie into to the old or the previous generations, like, expectations of us as well. So it does hinder the fact that we can't make our own decisions of what makes us happy.
And I noticed, like, you're really close with your mom from what I hear, which is really great. Do you guys ever talk about your generation? Like, what's going on in the world? Like, has she ever expressed an opinion to you that has to do with your generation?
Well, when I was in high school, this girl that I knew got pregnant, and she, I didn't really hang out with her or anything, but I knew who she was. And I told my mom about it, and she's like, oh, no, you cannot hang out with her. And it's just like, she has these preconceived notions that if I follow a crowd, like, I'm going to do the same things. So I feel like that's her opinion, that, like, she doesn't think I can follow my own path, you know, like she thinks that everyone's gonna fall into, like, everyone is influenced by each other. That's what she thinks about, like, mm-hmm. our generation, because we do have a, well, my brother has a friend who he's like 18 years old, and you know, he's fallen into drugs, and you know, and she just believes because it's the people that he's around that he has fallen, that he, that's why he's in that path of, you know, mm-hmm. doing drugs. But so that's just the way she thinks, that we don't have our own way of thinking and that we're going to fall into peer pressure, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Do you see, since you have, you know, an older brother, you have younger sisters, do you see any differences between the decisions you all make?
Oh, yes, definitely. We are all completely different. From my brother to my little sister, you know, it's just like, I think we all have different priorities, and they are more like free will of the way they live their life. Mm-hmm. And I'm more like, no, like, I need to get this done, and it has to get done this way. And they are just like, go with the flow. They don't care. They just lay there. They like wait till the last minute for things. And my sister, I have an older brother and an older sister, and then my little sister. So I think my little sister was still fall into millennial.
I think so.
She was born in 2000. Oh, she's 18 now. So her daughter's 2 years old now.
I think so. I think it's between, I want to say,
the 21st century, I believe.
Yeah.
Something like, yeah. So it's just crazy, like, the way I was talking to my mom about this, actually, that she just feels like my little sister feels, like, so entitled, and she has been given everything. But I told my mom, I have been given everything too. Like, whatever I wanted, you've given it to mm-hmm. me. And I'm not anything. Like, I'm so, she's so irresponsible, and I feel like I'm very responsible to the extent that sometimes I do get lazy, you know. But I can't say I'm perfect.
That's,
but
understandable.
Yeah, but like, she will let like things go to the last minute, and it's just like, I don't know how that can happen if we've all grown up in the same, like, household.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
So it's not necessarily, like, the family you grew up with. It's literally, like, what you think is, like, each of you thinks, like, this is what's best for me. I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And with that being said, is there anything that stands out that you recognize that's, well, I mean, you kind of told me, like, you and your sister are kind of opposites.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see kids that are maybe younger than your sister? Any characteristics that stand out from that younger generation to our generation now?
They're very dependent on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stress that enough. I mean, we are too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deny that. But they are to the point where they can't even let it go, like, let it down.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to charge it every minute. I'm just like, you're, like, half battery. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just, they're very dependent of, like, social media, too. And they're very young kids. Like, what, 13?
Mm-hmm.
My niece is 11. And she has, like, Snapchat. And I saw that she had it, but I didn't know. And I told her, let me see who you're messaging. And she's like, no. And I'm like, why? Like, what are you hiding, you know? And
yeah.
I was like, I don't need to see the messages. I just want to see, like, who you're Snapchatting, you know? But she still didn't let me.
That's crazy. Yeah, 11. So,
mm-hmm. And she's 11. And I it made me upset. And I'm still debating if I should tell my mom or not. But I just don't want her to feel like she can't trust me either.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just feel like they're so dependent on their phone.
Oh, yeah. My last radio show, I actually had a psychology professor, mm-hmm. and that was a big topic that we were talking about, how social media kind of influences generations now, because, you know, like, Instagram is really big, Twitter mm-hmm. is really big, Snapchat. It's like you see all these celebrities and influencers doing big things, little things, and these generations, these younger generations are like, oh, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
I want to do this. I want to do that, because they see their favorite celebrities doing it. So do you think social media has an impact on what decisions they make?
Yes. I think so, because a lot of those celebrities too are there to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling stuff. And if you see Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian posting this, you're going to want to go buy it. And I was one of those.
Yeah.
I was definitely one of those. But I think it does impact what they do and how they want to look ultimately because, it influences them.
Yeah. It's crazy. Do you think it'll get better or worse?
The way if things keep on going that way, it'll probably get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, and parents are so willing to give nowadays, I feel. They're not as, you know, strict as they were before, where they wouldn't fall into buying stuff, like giving them anything, you know? Like, mm-hmm. And now I feel like it's much easier to access stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, my brother, he is 15. Mm-hmm. He actually told me that one of his classmates, actually told him, like, oh, you know, I'm not going to go to college. I'm just going to build my Instagram. I'll make money off of it.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy to me. Because when a younger generation says that, you're just kind of like, oh, my God, like, you're going to choose an app over, like, you know, not that a career is what you should strive for.
Right.
But it's just crazy to me how they're going to choose, like, oh, social media is going to make me money. I'm going to build my life on that.
Well, maybe he's right. Yeah. Maybe he will. We don't know mm-hmm. that. I mean, but hopefully it does.
Yeah.
Because people do make a lot of money. I mean, there is a lot of people that make money on there. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
But you have to really build a fan base and mm-hmm. have a lot of followers to make that money.
Yeah.
So, hopefully he does. Hopefully it's mm-hmm. still around. But there's probably going to be something different by then.
Yeah. Everything changes so quick.
Because he's in high school, right? Your brother?
Yeah.
You said high school or middle school? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, or maybe it's not that long.
Maybe I guess we'll have to see.
I know. Well, I'll just be a follower of his and buy his product or whatever he's going to be selling. You know how they make those?
This was him.
I know, right?
This is who we talked about. We talked about you before you were famous.
But we didn't doubt him, okay?
So our show is coming to an end. Is there anything last that you want to tell us? Whether it be your opinion or something?
At the end of the day, we have to make ourselves happy. Mm-hmm. And I know we have a lot of stress and, like, they pressure us to do this and that. But we have to take it easy on ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we're going to be the only ones that take care of each other. Or ourselves, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So this has been The Birds and the Bees and the Bills. Thank you for listening. My name is Arlina Rola, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com.